It is time to fucking chitter. Welcome to the first episode of Chitter Chats, where it's completely unscripted and probably just a giant mess, but that is what life is. Also, there are substances, well, maybe fake substances. No, I have my medical marijuana card. No, I'm smoking fucking weed. And, you know, I'm going to take my first little hit. That was a bad idea because I literally have somewhere to go in like 30 fucking minutes and I'm oof. Anyways, I also have wine here to help me out, to keep me motivated. There is a little Italian fest going on in my neighborhood. Also, peep that I do have this like little mushy stuffed animal. By the way, I know that some of you guys know this and you guys have listened to my psychedelic experience, like episode 111 on the timer. Yeah. But I absolutely love mushies. Mushies are my favorite thing. I know like my mom kind of argues with me. Me and my grandpa are on the same page, right? Like my grandpa definitely wants to trip, before he, you know, hits that time in his life. Knock on wood. But my mom is super against it. She's like, well, maybe everything that you experience when you're tripping is just fake because it's literally poison and you are literally on drugs. And like, I guess I could understand, but I don't know. It's kind of hard for me because I have had so many beautiful experiences on shrooms and there's just no way that's not real, you know? And it's also not like you go out and you see aliens and like, you know, you're hallucinating and all that. I mean, you do see visuals. Some people do. I also think it depends on what you're actually trying to do, like what you're trying to accomplish by tripping. I think tripping is a very powerful thing. And I think a lot of people misuse drugs. You know, like if you want to do, okay, and this is me, I'm a guess of a little unhinged, you know, everyone's different, but it's like, if you want to do Molly at a party, whatever, 222 on the timer, but if you want to do Molly at a party, whatever, I think that Molly's kind of a dangerous drug, not like heroin or like cocaine even is, I feel like, kind of similar to Molly. Like you could very easily get into a pattern where like you have to have that drug to go have fun at any festival or any rave or wherever you're going, any club, whatever. So I kind of tell people maybe to stay away from that one as much as possible. It also takes away a lot of your serotonin. So when I have done it, I've had like really hard days afterwards where like I just feel sound. It's sad. It's called the come down, which, you know, if you're a druggie, then you know, if you're not, then you don't, and all of it's fine. But I think mushies of all of them is just like the safest one. And I think mushies really, really bring you down to earth and they help you just stay in the present moment. Like I have had so many beautiful, when I did the shadow work book thing on TikTok that everyone was raging about and I talked about in my last episode, I literally was on shrooms and I sat down at the beach and I started filling that shit out and I started working through my shadow self and my traumas. And it was like really, really awesome. Like it was really, really cool. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Okay, so I definitely wanted to go through some of my Instagram fucking memes because I think I'm so funny. Like I have a whole like archive selection, not archive, but like collections that you can like put on there. I have one for everything. Like I have one for one that says makes heart happy. I have one for love. I have one for marriage. I have one for remember who the fuck you are, queen. I have a heart sad. I have a podcast one, future self, photo ideas, gym, funny shit, hee hee with my friend Bella, food that I want to try, clothes, roast. I would love to know what this is. Let me see. Let's go through this video. I don't know. Okay. I can't relate to this. I can't relate to this. I don't relate to that. Okay. La 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 la. Okay, definitely wanted to go through one on. And you know what I just realized? people that are listening to the podcast can't technically like see this. Oh, this one. Okay, so you can hear it, right? You can hear it. Let me just take a sip of my damn wine first, because that made me like really high. And when I'm high, I can always tell when like my voice, like pitch, the pitchness in my voice, I feel like shifts hardcore. And I'm like, hey, and then I'm always on like, hey, yeah. So let me just, I gotta balance it out, okay? And do as I say, not as I do. That's what my aunt told me a few years ago. And it is the truth. Like I am a human being humaning on this planet. So yeah, I'm gonna smoke some weed and drink some wine and go to the Italian fest in my neighborhood. Because that is what you're supposed to do when you're in your 20s. Oh, I forgot I was screen recording. Okay. I'm drinking Sauvignon Blanc, and it's a Cognac. Okay, whatever. Something coast. You know, wine is, I think, one of the best inventions. Like, I really do. I think wine is just awesome. Like, you know, pick your poison, I guess. Okay. Let's get into it. Oh, first one I wanted to do again was this one. Give me a second. And you can hear it. But this was on, yeah, Instagram. And I thought it was really, really cool. And I think, oh no, I said I was going to wait to talk about it in this episode. Okay, here you go.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't F around, I don't party, I don't go out. Am I lame for that? Absolutely. And to be lame in the eyes of somebody I would never want to be like is nothing but an absolute success. You see, it's only an uncertain person that needs company in what they do to feel like it's the right thing. But real confidence stems from doing what's best for you, even if that means doing it alone. My biggest confidence comes from consistently pushing myself and leaving no gap between what needs to be done and what I do. And on day 1962 in a row of running every morning, look who's out here with me.
Aww.
Not a soul.
He's making That's really good fun. Eye contact. I feel like I really, really just got to know him. Yeah, I really do love that. That just came at a bad time because I'm high and drinking wine. So I don't, it's hard for me right now at this current moment in time. But you know, in the morning when I wake up and I'm like, and I do go on my jogs and stuff, like, absolutely. And what really resonated was him saying, if I, well, now, shit, I have to look at what it said. Okay. Nope, not it. Man, I'm sorry. When I get high, like, it just take, it's a little bit more of a struggle to get shit done, okay? Okay, what really got me in that little thing was him saying, to be lame in the eyes of someone I would never want to be like is nothing but absolute success. That shit is crazy. I'm gonna repeat it again. To be lame in the eyes of someone I would never want to be like is nothing but an absolute success. King, like, fucking speak. That's amazing. I absolutely love it. Like, I genuinely love it. I mean, one more time, because I really need it to soak in, okay? Like, let's take a deep breath before we do this too. Like, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Ooh, yes. All right, one more time. That's good. That's some good shit. Hold on. That shit just feels so good right now. Get one of them junks. Okay. Yeah, I just absolutely love that because I feel like there are, and I feel like I also kind of relate this to just like when you have dreams and goals in life, like even when you're, I'm really, really bad at always telling someone my plans. Or always telling someone something that I want to achieve. And every single time I do that, I get the opinion from them. right? But they are not me. So when I've gone through situations and I've wanted to like say something, or I wanted to wear this in my hair, wear this certain outfit, or do this job, or move to this place, like you ask someone and then it completely fucks with you. Because if that person wouldn't, that does not mean that you're the same person. Like the minute we really start like just asking for people's opinions and advice, it's like, make the decision yourself, you know, make the decision yourself, because people are not always going to have the confidence that you have or the drive that you have, especially when it's coming to like your future, like your money, your income, starting that business, writing that book, going back to school. Like, I mean, all of that stuff is so important. And I feel like that is something that just needs to be made by yourself. And you don't need to keep letting people know your plans. Just fucking do them. In the Atomic Habits book, it talks about just getting 1% better each fucking day. And last night I was sitting in my bathroom staring at myself, because I do that a lot. Like I get pretty stoned and then I literally just like stare at myself in the mirror. And I do a lot of like affirmations, because sometimes it's really, really hard for me. Just sometimes it's hard for me. Sometimes it's 11:11 on the fucking timer. Sometimes it's hard. It's just hard. There's no like explanation. It's just certain days you can just really go. And other days it's kind of like, oh, it's one of those fucking days, you know? But you know, you do 1% better. And that's what I was looking at myself in the mirror last night. I was like, 1% better each fucking day. And I did. I have been like, just like I've been going to the gym every single day. Girl, give me a second before you start arguing with me. I try to go 5 times a week. Okay. And I have been, and I've been taking a lot of protein. I've been just like working on my body, like as fat, because no, seriously, this is off topic, but as it should be. I lost so much weight after my last breakup. One, because fucking man was I sad as fuck, like, and literally so stressed. But I think that like not getting fed as much, like I was fed. Like I was literally fed. I was fed. Because I'm right now 222. Well, 1222. That's so crazy. But like right now, like living, I want to say alone, but I'm with my mommy. That's why, like, for when I move out, I want to start just like, I just smoke a joint like in the house and film this. Cause like right now it's like I have to smoke the bong out the window, or I have to go downstairs and smoke my joint outside. And both of those just seem too hard. So I just hit my pen. Also, like I said, I have somewhere to go after this, so I should not be getting fried beyond belief. But yeah, so now being here, just like being single, doing my own shit every day, I don't feel as hungry. Like I'm not making as many meals. Like I'm trying to make the least amount of dishes possible, to be honest, you know? And most of the time I do go out and I need to stop that. I need to stop that so bad. I spend thousands of dollars every month just on food, like eating out. Like every morning, I can't even tell you the last time I didn't go to Starbucks in the morning. Like, I feel like if I genuinely didn't go to Starbucks in the morning, I would not know what to do. I'd be lost. Sometimes I just stop in to get a water cup just to make sure that like I'm completing my like daily routine. Yeah, that was all I have to say for that moment. That's all I have to say for that right now. Okay, let us see what other things we have in here. Oh, okay. This is something interesting, I think. Okay.
Clown amusing when we saw the rollout of his misogyny and like actually
this is about Andrew Tate
view, I think set us back as a society. Women are the most powerful force on the planet. It is a man's job to financially and physically protect a woman, but it's a woman's job to spiritually protect her.
That's Tate.
No matter how difficult life gets, you have a woman who's by your side and you know truly loves you. It gives you a source of power which you can't get from anywhere else in the universe.
If you're a high value woman and you're loving and you're caring, the boyfriend that you have needs to at least be trying to be the best version of himself for you.
Feminine woman and a masculine man. It's the most beautiful union that can possibly.
Oh. Man, I love it. I'm not gonna lie. 14:44 on the timer. Y'all, what is going on? This is crazy. get crazy, get fucking wild. What's going on? Because of that, I'm going to take another hit on my pen. I'm about to be, and she told me, she was like, I don't think I should like plan this like golf cart because we're going to take the golf cart there because we'd be fucking chilling. You know what? Sometimes I think like, I wake up on certain days and I'm like, I don't know if I want to fucking do this shit anymore. And then other days I'm just sitting here smoking my dab and drinking some wine, going to an Italian festival on a golf cart. Bitch, this sounds good. And by the way, I'm booking, or I did, we did, a flight to LA. I've never once been to LA and I want to go and I just want to see because like everyone always talks about LA, 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 LA. Ole, 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 ole. But yeah, now I'm going to be able to go and I'm going to get to go with the best person ever, Liv. By the way, I took this picture, or we took this picture the other night. I'm sorry that if you're just listening on the podcast, because you won't be able to see, but it's this. Isn't that so cute? Oh, it can't even focus, but it's on my Instagram, so you'll be able to see it there. Stay tuned. I mean, it's gonna be on my Instagram. I'm gonna post it. But okay, that's literally such a far, like, back to the video, right? So it was Logan Paul basically saying like, oh, like, I don't like Tate, I find Tate amusing just as I find a clown amusing, whatever, because everyone has different opinions on Andrew Tate. Let me tell you something. I mean, I have completely changed my perspective on listening to other people's opinions on people and like seeing the crowd be like, oh my god, do you see what that person did? Trash. Hate them. And like, I my perspective has completely shifted because people did that to me. So like, if someone's like, did you see what this person, until if I was not there, I don't know. Like, if I was not there, I don't know. Like, I cannot have an opinion on a situation I wasn't there for, especially if there's no like solid hardcore proof. Okay, solid hardcore proof. So I just like, I don't know. I just be like minding my business now. So that changed just in general. But with the Andrew Tate thing, like, oh my God. And I know like he said some fucked up things. And I know he said fucked up things because I've seen some of the things and I've personally gotten offended. Like, and the one that he, you know, it's going to hit a fucking chord. Okay. Because this is important to me. The one that he, oh my God. I was like, that is fucking rude. And that Maddie guy said some mean thing. That Maddie comedian. Let me get to him in a fucking second. But, he said all the festival girlies are like just stupid people, like dirty festy whores. And I'm like, just because I have to use a porta potty sometimes does not make me dirty. Okay. I'm clean. But he's like, if you stand there and like ooh and ah at some weird noises or some shit like that, like you're all stupid, you're all dumb. And I'm like, that was mean. That was mean. I like some of the other things he said. So I take what resonates and I leave what doesn't. But I do like the way he talks about men and women. And I do like the way he talks about the balance. And I've gone to a point where no, I do not. I would never listen to me when I say this. Listen to me. I would never, ever, 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 ever again rely on a man for money. Let me tell you something. My grandma, actually, when I was really young, she taught me that you should never have a child unless you could support that child by yourself. And thank you, grandma. Thank you, grandma, because that is so important. There are mothers out there that cannot support their children. And then God forbid something happens. I mean, like now you have children that you can't take care of, you know? And I just, in general, like a man can lie and cheat. Anyone can lie and cheat. Men, I feel like, do it more and for no reason. Like, I think that, like, men just, like, they be, like, a man will beg to be in your life, beg, hands and knees. And you're like, all right, well, I guess I'll give him a chance and then cheat. And no, listen to this too, okay? One time, this is how I know that not all men, everyone is different. This is how much I don't trust people because of this experience. One time, I literally fell asleep on the phone with my boyfriend, okay? Like a boyfriend. Like we were talking for hours on the phone. Fell asleep, okay? I found out weeks later that there was a girl in his bed. He admitted it. First of all, to that bitch, to that hoski in the bed. Now, this is something different, right? Because you don't always have to blame the other woman or whatever, but this is fucking different. How the fuck you're gonna say you didn't know about me? The man was on the phone with me. The phone with me. He was talking to me. I blame you. You're a part of the problem. That's your fault. You don't get an excuse for that one. That is a solid ground rule break, bitch. That is fucked. And him, what? You know, I don't trust nobody. What did it have to do with Andrew Tate? I don't know. I like some of the things he said. Like the woman. Okay, then we were talking about always having you. Yeah, so you don't trust anybody. I don't. Not really. Because it's super easy to fucking lie. So like just to think that you're gonna rely on a man to make money one day is crazy. And I've always wanted to be the like stay-at-home mom. Like that's been what I've wanted to do my entire life. My entire fucking life. But I don't think there's ever a situation where you shouldn't be trying to earn at least a little bit of money for yourself. You know, like even if it's stupid things, like just, I mean, like there's so many jobs online too. 112-2111 on the timer. That's fucking weird. That's super, super weird. I hope we're all, I mean, it's cool weird. You know, I take that as like a good sign. Our angels are with us and they're like just surrounding us with love. But I think it's, I don't know if I would ever truly do that again. I don't think I could. I mean, I feel like it's also like you deserve your own fucking money. You deserve. Is this crooked? Has this bitch been crooked this entire time? I don't know. Oh, also, my hair is kind of crazy. Wait a minute. I didn't even look at what I looked like before I started filming this. You're beautiful, Malia. Stop. Stop it right now. But yeah, I don't know if I would ever be able to do that. I think that you should always just, you should always have your own stream of income, always, even if it's something super small, you know, or a secret stash. My grandma always taught me have a secret fucking stash from your mans, always. I think that is fucking hilarious. I was like, grandma, enough. But I used to see her ass like I used to see her ass like putting shit away in like little corners, like under the carpet, like inserting like coats in the closet, like that. She was prepared for sure for that fucking divorce. Okay, but yeah, like some of the things Andrew Tate says I feel like are nice about like how a woman also can like really change a man's life, like how a man needs a woman, a man needs to respect his woman. The something that a woman has, nothing else can bring into your life. I love that because it's not misogynistic at all. It's admiring the different aspects of men and women and the different things that they can bring into your life. And I love that because I want a man that makes me feel very feminine. I want a man that makes me feel soft and protected. I want a man that also is a gentleman. I want a man that can de-escalate situations. That is something that I learned in a previous relationship. The man that is big, that just jumps to violence, is not the biggest man in the room. Last podcast episode, we said, you can judge the size of a man by what makes him angry. That is so fucking true. Like, listen to that. So I used to think that bad boy that would just like punch somebody and like beat somebody up for me was like attractive and hot, but it's not. I was at a little show a couple months ago and I met this guy. Oh man, such a cutie. Fish are friends, not food. but yeah, I met him at this little party thing and he was super, super sweet and really respectful. Like he was just chittering with me for a little bit. And he was kind of taking care of us and he was like weaving us in and out of the crowd because he was like bigger and it was just nice. It was like he took care of everything and it was really sweet. And he was a nurse too. So it's like, I mean, not that you should trust him, but I trusted him. I felt like protected. I felt safe, like, you know. But at one part of the show, there was apparently this tiny guy behind him that was mad, right? So he kept shoving him because I guess he got in, we all, our entire group got like in his space. So this entire time he's shoving him, right? Like shoving over. And apparently this went on for like 10 minutes and I did not know. And I turn around and look at him and I see him get shoved. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? And he turns around to the guy and he's like, listen, dude, like blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to move here. Like I couldn't really hear it. He like relayed what he said to him later. But apparently he said something like, are you okay? Like I can move here if you need a little bit more space. Mind you, there, the height gap and just body size, it was so different. Like he could have easily just turned around and punched that man in the face, but instead he resolved the problem. And the guy was like, no, like I'm good. And that was the sexiest thing ever. That was a fucking panty dropper. And I never even knew I was capable of thinking something like that would have been attractive. That was so attractive. The way that he was such a man and didn't care about the like violent type of bullshit. He was like, what's the best thing for everybody here? You know what I mean? Like what's the best thing for everyone? How does everyone get to win? And yeah, I just, that was so attractive to me. And that's something that I want in someone. Like I want someone that can de-escalate a situation and not need to do all that extra shit, you know? That is so attractive. That just like, And he also said something to me really sweet that night when I was like, I was rolling. And we were standing in the crowd and like my back hurts. Like when you're sitting in the crowd for so long, you start to just like be like, oh, I just want to sit. And he was like, you can lean on me if you want. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, just like, you can like lean on me. And I was able to like lean into him a bit and it was so relaxing. I was like, wow. And like, I don't know. I thought it was super cute. He was just a really soft guy. I also was on Molly and I was rolling. So do you guys know I met my ex Molly when I was on Molly? Like the first time I ever did Molly, I met my ex-girlfriend Molly and she texted me in the morning. And apparently that night, like, I don't know, I'd be getting junk at clubs. And honestly, the most embarrassing thing I do is like make out. Like I will make out with my partner very heavily. And like I'm hot, so I don't think it matters as much. Like I think that like people see me and they're like, damn, like that's kind of sexy. But also it's also really fucking cringe. And like I don't do it anymore. Well, you know what? No, I did. Me and Liv went to a club for the first time like ever in years. And it was like this club that's like known by everybody. And we got so fucked up. We got so absolutely hammered. And that's the thing with the drug guy. I don't know if I already talked about this, but like, so basically more of the story, went to the bar, right? In the same place, right? Went to the bar, got two drinks. There's an older man next to me. I've been down to like play with my shoe or something and I see my drink move. So Liv looks at me, I look at my drink and he looks at me and the bartender looks at him and he's like, oh, like I just didn't want your hair to get in your drink, right? So he walks away. I'm like, oh, okay, like cool. He didn't want my hair to like, that's nice. And I look at Liv and she's fuming. She's like, don't fucking touch that drink. Don't touch that drink. Then the bartender is like, yeah, like I'm going to get you a new one. That was weird. And she was like, he should never touch your drink. And I was like, Liv, like he just didn't want my hair to fall on my drink. Like I was too close to the drink. She goes, Malia, your hair is in a slick back fucking ponytail, bitch. Wake up. Wake up. Isn't that crazy? Wake up. It's the first of the month. Isn't that crazy though? Like my hair was in a slick back ponytail. Another reason not to trust motherfuckers. Another reason. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I literally can't believe it. Oh, pat, pat, pat. I think there was also a reason why I was saying that. Have you guys noticed my tits have been out more recently? Like, yeah, I started OnlyFans again, but like my titties are just like, I don't know, they're popping off lately. I'm like, I have some juicy boobies. Juicy boobies. Okay. La 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 la. Oh, here's something that I thought was interesting, an interesting take on love, right? Because I'm a hopeless romantic. I think I have so much fucking love to give. I know all of us do. I hope you guys are good, by the way. Thank you for being here. Love you. You're so sweet, so special. I send you so many kisses. Thanks for hanging out with me and doing Chitter Critters. Wait. Chitter Chat. Chitter Chat. Oh, Chitter Chat. I love it. Okay, this is about love. I thought it was really cute. I'm willing to compromise when it comes to many things, but not love. Not love. I've done that too many times. It's taught me exactly what I want from what I don't want. And listen, if it's not like the type of love I want, it's not like the type of love I want is from a fairy tale. No, the love I want is a very real thing. It's out there. And it has nothing to do with posting fucking pictures or dropping everything to answer text messages immediately that weren't urgent. That shit is high school to me. What I want in love is respect, even when arguments arise. I never want to cry my eyes out till I'm sick because of an argument again. I want a love that has commitment, has tenderness, has laughter, has playfulness, has passion, has morals, and above all else, is always felt. Never again do I ever want to have to question whether or not the man I am giving all of myself to loves me. And never again will I ever entertain a man who tells me I'm asking for too much. I know what I want exists, and if one man doesn't want to give it to me, then I won't break my heart over it. He's simply not for me. Isn't that so cute? Did this turn off? Damn. Honestly, not gonna lie, I have no idea where that turned off. How do I get my fucking thing to stop doing that? Like, my camera just shuts off at 27 minutes. I should probably have, like, more of a timer on when it comes to that so I know when it's happening. But, yeah. That is today's chitter fucking chat. Oh, I also wanted to talk about the Hailey Bieber thing, and like, all of that shit is so weird to me that people are like, if you guys hate each other, just get a divorce. How are you genuinely speaking on someone's fucking marriage? That shit's crazy. How are you literally speaking on someone's marriage? I will never understand that. It genuinely makes no sense. I wouldn't be able to. I see that my fucking like noise is up, like the level at which I'm talking is up, so I'm trying to go back down. It seems like I'm talking really fucking loud. Anyways, people are literally talking as if they know them. Like, unless you've sat down at a table with Justin and Haley and like talked to them and like are their friends, like I think it's so weird that like so many people think that like it's still a sham. Like, get the fuck over the Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, Jelena, whatever the fuck, get the fuck over it. You guys are weird. You're weird. You're the same motherfuckers that are trolls in the comment section. You're the same motherfuckers. And let me tell you something. Put a profile picture. Look at that pronunciation. Put a profile picture on that bitch. All right, all better. But I just feel like it is so weird to genuinely feel like, I mean, it's delusional, actually. It's straight up delusional. And like I said in my last podcast episode, I am delusional, but at least I'm not delusional about being delusional. Not quite right, but she did her fucking best. All right, y'all, I cannot believe, I have to go to this Italian fest right now. And I'm like kind of high. And I'm like drinking a little bit. I'm such a lightweight when it comes to smoking. Like, and I smoke every night. Like, I don't know how I'm still a lightweight. Like, I just like, I'm not like some of my friends that will smoke like 85 fucking bowl packs of a bong. And I could never do that. But like, I just take a few hits off of something and I'm like, la 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 la. But thank you again for coming to Chitter Chats. I love you. If you guys know, I am wearing my podcast merch that I made that I never did any sort of promotion to, like, ever. I never really put it out there through the Dome Timer. Never really put it out there because I was going through so much. It says probably late to something on the back. So I would really appreciate it if you got it and support. I also have the Born to Love hoodie. They're just really cozy and comfortable, and especially the hoodie. Like, the hoodie stands for something for me, you know, like Born to Love. I feel like, especially like in this world where you're constantly confused, you know what I mean, and like you put so much out and you feel so much, but people just don't understand. Like, people don't understand how much someone feels. I mean, there are people that just feel a lot more. empaths, I guess is what you call them. But yeah, so I love that hoodie and they're really, really soft. I went back and forth with the company and I like actually built them like the fabric percentage and everything to make sure that it was like super fucking comfy for you guys. And these are long sleeve because I was supposed to sell them in winter. So yeah, there's a little rundown, but I love you again. Thank you so much for coming. I'm going to do the journal prompt on just like regular episodes because I feel like I'm not in this state of mind to just be like journal prompt for today. No, just like slap your own fucking ass, you sexy bitch, and be back next week. Okay. Also subscribe if you haven't. I freaking love you to the moon and fucking back. Don't you ever forget it. Also go to the podcast Instagram. It's just probably linked to something and DM me like topics and ideas or just story times. So yeah. All right. I love you so much. Bye, honey. Mwah. I think I'm supposed to actually say, hold on, let me run that back. Just turn off the camera. Let me run that back. I love you. I hope you love yourself too. Mwah. There you go. There you go. Why did I just turn Italian? Or whatever, the Italians are gonna be like, what the fuck? That's not what I sound like. Okay, I gotta adios, hit the roadies. Love you, bye.